Crest, Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, the views of John McTernan, an old friend who's certainly been at this battle trying to tell people about the spiritual nature of what is unfolding for many, many years. Now, basically, we look at the world today and we see conflict. We see conflict in the Crimea. We see certainly the war, the civil war in Iraq. The trouble is that we're financing both sides there. The United States is financing certainly both ISIS and the government that ISIS is trying to overthrow. A similar situation, not completely similar, but similar in Syria, where we're financing the terrorists there. We're killing the Christians and killing the people, killed well over 170,000 people. And that's done with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, done with your tax money. And then, of course, we've seen the overthrow of the governments of Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. Now, we see, of course, increasing instability in the Far East and certain potential conflicts between China and Japan and China and the other countries over there. We live in an uncertain world, and it seems to be growing more uncertain. Is it possible we're heading towards another major world war? Well, I want to get John McTernan's thought on that and on what the other things that are going on, not only from a historical and political, from a spiritual point of view. John, thanks very much for being with us today.
Yes, Dr. Stan, thank you for having me. Pleasure to be on your show and to be able to speak to your listeners.
Okay, well, you go right ahead. We want to hear what you say. And incidentally, John does put out a regular newsletter. Is that on a weekly basis, or is that?
I have a blog, Dr. Stan, and your listeners can go to my blog at usaprophecy.com, usaprophecy.com. And my blog, I have three blogs actually on it, John McTernan's Insights, and it keeps people on the cutting edge of prophetic events.
So, all right, well, you go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, my head is kind of spinning, I guess you could say, well, it's figurative, but looking at events between the Middle East and between what's going on with Russia, but also under the radar, and it wasn't back in April, but you have China and Japan, China and the Philippines, China and Vietnam. China is really starting to exert itself now and become a military power in Asia. Of course, we have the world economy that's a dead man walking, really. And all of these things are it's like a big juggling act. You know, someone that has a juggler, they one thing they juggle and they add another one, the second one, the third one, the fourth one, the fifth. And at some point, you start dropping them. Well, that's what's sort of happening now when we look at the prophetic word of God, all the events that are happening out there, Dr. Stan. And, of course, the big issue now is the Middle East and the war between Israel and Hamas. So these are events that are right out of the Bible, and I believe that they're heading towards the final conclusion that the Bible talks about, the day of the Lord.
Hold that thought, John. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is John McTernan. And of course, the war that's taking place now, certainly in Gaza, almost prophetic, certainly. And, of course, totally unnecessary. But the average individual doesn't understand what's really going on.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. the U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Any of you would please call him back again. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, during the break, while John was talking already about how we are financing and we've helped to finance the Hamas, we've helped to finance the Palestinians, and then, of course, we support Israel. Certainly, as far as a Muslim Brotherhood, we've consistently, in Egypt and elsewhere, supported the Muslim Brotherhood that wants to destroy Israel, wants to destroy the United States, and create a world caliphate. And so many of the things that are going on today just don't make any sense from a logical point of view, but they do make a great deal of sense from a spiritual point of view. And until you understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield, so much of what's taking place really is totally illogical. So hopefully we're going to be able to get John McTernan back. I just thought we might be able to get a little better a connection with him, and certainly. But I think that you must understand, if you're looking at what's going on from a political point of view and you're thinking about what's going on from a political point of view, it just doesn't make sense. But if you're looking at what's going on from a spiritual point of view, with the fact that there really are powerful supernatural forces at work, why, of course, and suddenly we're not getting any answer from John McTernan. Suddenly, we're just going to have to keep on trying. I don't know what's going on. We're trying to get a better connection with John, but suddenly we're not getting it. So I'm going to ask, I just have to ask Daniel just to try, and suddenly we have two telephone numbers, and he's going to have to try both of them. I hope that suddenly there's no problem there. We had him just a moment ago, and suddenly we're not getting in. We'll be back in just a moment here, hopefully with our guest.
Let us swear allegiance.
this is Arthur Stan, and I really don't know whether we're being sabotaged or not. Certainly, I was looking forward to this program with John McTernan. We simply were calling it back to get a better line, and suddenly we can't get through anymore. Well, is this coincidence? Is this the fact that there really are forces out there, there really is a conspiracy that doesn't want you to get the information under any circumstances? I'm simply going to actually ask you if you have something you'd like to talk about to give us a call, because we have nothing prepared and we can't get back to our guest who we had on, and we were listening to John, and he was certainly coming through very well. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And please give us a call. We'd love to get you on. And this is one of those strange things that happen. But then, of course, when you're doing what we're doing, and that is exposing the supernatural forces that rule the world, we find this sort of thing happening over and over and over again. And suddenly we had John McTernan on the line. I just hung up so we could get a better line. And suddenly, of course, we can't get through one of those lines. So our telephone number here, we'd love to hear from you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I really do sincerely believe that we are headed towards World War III. And you better start making serious plans for that. Now we finally got John. Hi, John. What happened? We couldn't get back to you.
I don't know. I guess there must be some spiritual interference, because I hung the phone up and was waiting for you to call.
Okay,
and the call never came through to now. But I have headphones. I took the headphones off. And I'm talking directly into the phone.
Oh, well, it sounds ever so much better, because right ahead, and we want to get your thoughts on what's going on, because my thought is we're headed towards World War III.
Yes.
There's going to be terrible, terrible implications as far as everybody out there, the listening audience, because in the past wars, why, we've certainly not been involved. But today, in a thermonuclear world, I said it with missiles, why, of course, my concern is that this coming war is going to have a profound impact on literally everyone listening to this program, and millions, if not tens of millions of Americans are going to die. But what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I feel exactly the same way as you, and I've been warning this about this coming. And again, I have it written in my book, As America Has Done to Israel. And what I wrote about coming in the future is here now. It's here now. China is the premier power in Asia. We could never defeat China in Asia, never. Russia is, whatever is shaking out now in Europe with Russia, the bottom line is Russia is going to be the dominant European power. Now, everything I'm saying is based on the Bible. I saw from scriptures that I call it an all-out war was going to take place in the Middle East, which I felt was going to be the trigger for what I guess we will call World War III, but it is not Armageddon, Dr. Stan. There was a huge war taking place before Armageddon. And there were several places that I felt it could start. And one was in Gaza. The other was with Hezbollah. The third one would be with Syria. Of course, it could start. It could have started with Israel and Iran over Iran's nuclear weapons. And the heart of it, I believe, will be Jerusalem. That whatever way it starts, which right now it appears it started over Gaza, that it is going to head toward Jerusalem. Now, again, everything I'm saying is right from the Bible, that Jerusalem will be the focal point. This war is different, Dr. Stan, now in Gaza. In the previous wars with Hamas, there was at least two, but maybe three. And, of course, Hamas was put in. This might be hard to for your listeners to believe, unless you have shared it with them, But Hamas is in power because of the United States, directly because of the United States, and directly because of President George Bush Jr. Should I go into that, Dr.?
Yes, I really would like you to, because it is so impossible, so difficult to believe. I have no question in my mind, you're absolutely right, that there would be no Hamas if it wasn't for the United States. But then, of course, we find this over and over again, where we've created these enemies so we can have a war. And the average individual doesn't understand that this sort of thing could happen. They can't understand Vietnam, where we fought the war for 8 years while we were financing the enemy the whole time. But we look at all the wars, almost all of them, we've helped to finance the enemy, and this is exactly what's happening today. Go right ahead.
You know, Pastor Don, I don't know why I'm calling you Pastor Don. Dr. Stan, I've studied this as it happened, and I think this thing with the United States and Hamas was the president of the United States being naive. That was George Bush Jr. And what happened was he was pressuring Ariel Sharon in 2004 for Israel to pull out its settlement in Gaza. There were 21 or 24 settlements collectively were called Gush Katif. And they were mostly all of them were in the southern part of Gaza near the border with Egypt. And Bush felt that it would show the Palestinians how loving we were towards them, how loving Israel was towards them, seriously. And this would open up this euphoria amongst the Palestinians. They would love Israel, that a democracy would, a government would come into power, and the Palestinians in Israel would live happily ever after. So what happened was he literally twisted Sharon's arm. Sharon was the prime minister of Israel. And Sharon agreed, and he then literally forced about 10,000 to 12,000 Jews out of Gaza and turned it over to the Palestinians. That was in August of that year, and August and September, and right at the time that was happening, Hurricane Katrina hit the United States. And that's all documented in my book, as President Bush Jr. was forcing Israel, twisting Israel's arm to pull out of Gaza. Well, the greatest natural disaster to this point in America, Hurricane Katrina. The Jews were forced out. Gaza was turned over to the Palestinians. The moment that they got control of it, they destroyed everything the Israelis had, these wonderful greenhouses. They destroyed everything. There was an election, and under pressure from George Bush and his Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, they pressured Israel to allow Hamas to be a part of the election, and Hamas was elected and won. And that is how Hamas came to power and in Gaza.
Hold that thought. We're going to break. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And if you're out there in the listening audience, why give us a call? We have Leslie on the line from Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And suddenly, John thinks the Bush support for the Palestinians was naivety. I will have to admit I disagree with him. I met George W. Bush, and certainly I do not believe he's naive at all. I believe he gives you that impression, but I believe that the Bush family, whether it be Prescott or George or Herbert Walker or George W., are all part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But you know, we will have the differences between us. Certainly, go right ahead.
Well,
John,
you may be correct, Dr. Stan. You very well may be. I have not looked at it at the depth that you have, and there may be more to it than the way I followed it. You know what I mean? So you may be very right.
Well,
about it.
Well, you wanted to make a point, but yes. Let's get that point, then we'll get to Leslie, who's holding you on the line from Washington. Go ahead. You were going to make a point before I interrupted you.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Stan. Yeah, the point is that this war now is different. Hamas has very sophisticated weapons, which has come from Iran. They are well-trained. They're not a ragtag-like terrorist group. They are a real paramilitary group. They have dug tremendous fortifications under Gaza, and also they go about up to 500. They use the term square meters, so about 600 yards or so, into Israel, where they can send out these terrorist teams against the Israelis. They have well-equipped like rockets to take on Israel armored vehicles and things like that. And they show no sign of backing down. And Israel is, you know, moving with a tremendous amount of their military. I mean, they've had up to 40,000 of their soldiers. I don't know how many are in right now, but they've called up 40,000 soldiers for this war. But this is different, Dr. Stan. This seems to be, there's power behind this. I would say that they have got the go-ahead from Iran, and that as this progresses, you might see Hezbollah, which is to the north of Israel. Hamas is to the south of Israel. There's already been some missiles from Hezbollah fired into Israel, not many. You could see, because Hezbollah is also under the control of Iran. And Iran may feel that now is the time to take on Israel, because Iran does have some of its army in Syria with protecting Assad.
Right. Well, let's go to Leslie, who's calling us from Washington. Hi, Leslie, do you have a question or comment?
A comment, and then I'll hang up. I heard an hour ago on the national news that Hamas, they're saying Hamas has a bomb hit Tel Aviv airport, and the U.S. has temporarily put flight to Tel Aviv on hold.
I think, yes, we heard the same thing. The missile did hit the Tel Aviv airport, and several of the major American carriers are no longer going into Tel Aviv. You're absolutely right. Well, anything else, Leslie?
That was it.
Okay. God bless. Thanks very much. Go right ahead then, John. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this war is going to begin to pick up in intensity. We're moving into very difficult and I consider dangerous times. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah. Well, the Bible talks about it, Dr. Stan, in several chapters of the Bible. There's a small book by the prophet Obadiah that talks about the day of the Lord, which of course is the second coming of Jesus Christ, that there is going to be an all-out war between Israel, it's called the house of Jacob, and the Palestinians, which is called the house of Esau. And it says that none of the house of Esau will remain. And the Bible calls it the area where they're fighting now, the plain of the Philistines, and that's mentioned as being a part of this war. We have another prophet, the prophet Zephaniah, that specifically says Gaza, and it's in the reference to happening before the day of the Lord, that this war is going to escalate, and it's going to spread all throughout the, now we would call it the Arab Muslim countries, in an all-out war between Israel and the Arab, now they're Muslims in the Bible, and, you know, the prophecy they weren't. But we see it as a, you know, the Arab Muslim nation. And on top of this, in Iraq and Syria now, we have the coming of an Islamic caliphate coinciding with this.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and John, our guest this evening is John McTernan, and he's simply talking about the idea of a caliphate. And basically, a caliphate determines how the Muslims in that area suddenly work. Are they going to work suddenly as a unit to bring about war? Or are they going to suddenly work suddenly to appear to be peaceful? But go right ahead. Would you like to explain the caliphate and suddenly the Muslim attitude towards taking over other countries?
Right, Dr. Stan. So when a caliphate forms by doctrines of Islam, it must be aggressive. It must go to war. That's how Islam spread after Mohammed. Very few of us understand that when Mohammed died in 626 A.D., by 100 years later, they had conquered all North Africa, they had conquered Spain, and they had crossed the Pyrenees Mountains into France, and they were defeated and driven back. And in fact, it took another probably 500-600 years to get them out of Spain back into Africa. But a caliphate forming means war. It means that Islam will be aggressive. It is going to attack. That is the nature of a caliphate. So when we look at the Bible, in Psalm 83, for example, it talks about a confederation of nations gathering to obliterate the name of Israel off the face of the earth. And all the nations that are mentioned are now all Arab nations. And right now, these nations, or well, at least it's forming, in Syria and Iraq, a caliphate which will organize to attack and destroy Israel, among other nations. So this is what's forming right now in front of our very eyes, Dr. Stan.
And I don't think most people really realize what a difficult and dangerous situation we're in, especially in a nuclear world. I would comment,
exactly.
that my wife Barbara had called in and said that the missile that landed actually landed 2 miles from the airport. Be that as it may, certainly they've canceled a number of the American flights going in there. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for our guest, John McTernan, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And before we go on, John, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website and get in touch with your ministry and support you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Smith. Yeah, my ministry, you can, everything about it, you can find at usaprophecy.com, usaprophecy.com. My best-selling book there is As America Has Done to Israel. It's on my web. You can order it through my website. And what I'm telling you about, I wrote years ago that it was coming. And what I wrote about, sort of prophetic in the future, now, of course, it's all based on the Bible, is now unfolding before our very eyes. So based on the Bible, Dr. Stan, this caliphate is unstoppable right now. I believe Syria is going to fall to it. Jordan will fall. Lebanon will fall. Iraq is going to fall to it. Probably Saudi Arabia, Egypt. Right now, Egypt is fighting against the Muslim Brotherhood, which wants to form a caliphate. But I believe that things are coming that are going to cause Egypt to come under it, and probably all of North Africa. I wouldn't be surprised if it was all North Africa to Morocco will form this Islamic caliphate, and they'll be of one mind to obliterate and annihilate Israel and to make Jerusalem the capital of this Islamic caliphate. And the very interesting thing about this is there's no mention by them of making Mecca the capital. They want to make Jerusalem the capital. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it really is. Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. John, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I've a comment. Now, what we're seeing, of course, is this created conflict that prior to this created conflict with creating Hamas and creating all these different situations, ISIS and what have you, I just see that what they're doing is they're trying to get two factions to fight each other so that our attention is on, you know, like the Muslims, and the Muslims' attention is on us. And but the real enemy, the guys who are creating all this, no one's attention goes on to them. And I think the mistake, it's the classic, you know, what I'm doing with my left hand, you're not watching what I'm doing with the right. While we're over in, you know, fighting this war in Vietnam, in the meantime, the communists are infiltrating the government here, and that's what I see. I see that they're doing that, and they're going to create this conflict, whether it's a civil war in the United States or elsewhere. And what's important is that we don't fall into that trap of divide and conquer, divide and rule, that we ourselves realize that that's a trap. Anyway, that's my comment.
I think your point is well taken, John, and you're absolutely right. What we need to do is begin trying to take our communities back from the bottom up. We can't do it from the top down because they control Washington, D.C., and they control both political parties. They control the media, the major banks. They control the major corporations. If we want to survive, we're going to have to start getting involved locally, and that's what's so vitally important, is for people to understand and begin organizing at the local level. We can no longer simply sit around and watch baseball and football. We've got to become involved in the political and ideological purpose and, of course, point out to people the spiritual nature of what's going on. Would you agree or disagree?
Oh,
are
myself.
Are you asking me, Doctor, or you call?
Oh, yeah, to John.
Yeah.
I would agree with you, Dr. Stan.
I think that you've got a great grasp of what's going on. Thank you very much. That's John calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, John McTernan.
Yeah. Dr. Stan, my gut feeling on this, and I know exactly what you're talking about, control coming from Washington, but I think that this is so big and it involves things that they can't fully control, like we'll say nuclear weapons, because Pakistan has a Muslim country. Pakistan has nuclear weapons, and it's kind of under the radar, but Saudi Arabia is actively seeking nuclear weapons. Iran probably has them. A lot of reports say that they do have them. You know, do they have the ability to shrink them down to put them on top of missiles? I don't know. But I think this is going to get out of hand, and what they think control is what, you know, the New World Order. I mean, they're not even hiding it anymore, Dr. Sin. I think it's going to get out of control, and it's not going to go the way they plan on it going. Something else is going to happen, and that is going to be the end time biblical scenario laid out in so many prophetic areas in the book of Revelation. It's going to go God's way and not their way. They have their plan. I think they want a soft landing, so to speak, and it's not going to go that way.
I think you're absolutely right. And certainly, John and I have not talked about this before, but he suggests maybe Iran already has nuclear weapons. I'm firmly convinced they have. We were able to build, our new first nuclear weapon after 2 years during the Second World War. Iran has been working on those nuclear weapons going back to the early 1980s. And you mean to tell me that they're so stupid they can't build a nuclear weapon? We know that Pakistan has them.
North Korea has them.
Sure, and basically and I suspect that Saudi Arabia has them, and certainly Israel has them. We're sitting on a powder keg. And the average American goes blithely along thinking nothing's going to change. We're on the edge, I think, of some most dramatic changes we've ever seen here in America. And all we can do is certainly warn our listeners, beginning to make preparations and try to get other people to understand the very real danger we face today. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, John.
And Dr. Stan, on this, I believe it's kind of gone beyond, it's got a life of its own now. What's going, the economy, for example, how can we ever turn this economy around? It's the amount of debt, and you got the debt off the books. I mean, so... I personally don't think we can, but we have to stay our eyes glued on the Lord Jesus Christ, man. Really, we've reached a point now where we're locked into it, and this is, I think, what God's prophetic word shows, and we've gone beyond any human way to stop this. So, but the way I look at it, and the way looking at scriptures and looking at world events, that this, exactly like you said, there's an incident that can happen, and it's like that juggler I mentioned earlier on your show. Something is going to fall. I don't think Putin's going to back down one bit from Obama in Europe, not one bit. The Chinese are ready to go against Japan. If you just follow their, I follow a Chinese site that's in English, but it's from mainland China. And they publish their doctrine, their military doctrine. It's all laid out, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. It's all, they're just waiting for the right time to do it. So all these things are happening now, and we've got to be prepared in our spiritually, and also, you're right, physically, because we don't know how long it's going to be before the Lord's coming, and it may be a while yet, and we're going to have to face incredible hardship here, Dr. Stan, the way this thing is deteriorating so fast right in front of our very eyes.
I certainly agree with you. Well, let's go to, we have Doug calling us from Spokane. Hi, Doug. How are we doing?
Hey, doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I got a comment. You're exactly right. We got to start bottom up, but the problem is their root is the Federal Reserve, the World Bank, the IMF. That's their root. And if, you know, we can start at the bottom up, but it's hard to get them out of our lives altogether because we have to use our money. And I think that's really their giant root. You remove them monetarily, and you're really going to hurt them. But the problem is you would have to start a monetary system in your own community. And the thing is, you bring this up with people. Trust me, I have. You bring it up with people, and you talk to them about this stuff, and you lose them in 2 seconds. And automatically, since they don't understand you, they think that you're a conspiracy theorist, that you're a goofball, I mean, they make fun of you. You know, any way that they can make themselves feel better because they know that you know something they don't. And, I mean, the only way people can really understand what's going on is to read history. And if you follow the money historically, you can follow what these people are doing. I mean, the same people understand exactly what they're doing.
Well, if you'd like to get the book, we do carry that here. We know Ed has been my friend for 55 years, Ed Griffin, who wrote the book. And we carry his book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Thanks so much for calling, Doug. Okay, fine. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, when I look out and I survey the world situation, and I look back in history, we know that World War One started on September 1st, 1939, when Hitler's army invaded Poland. And, you know, by the way, Dr. Stan, very few people realize that at the same time, you know, we look how evil Hitler is. Of course he was, and he attacked Poland, but at the same time, Stalin attacked Poland, and that's conveniently lost in history. But they had plans on dividing up Poland, and so we look at, you know, Hitler, what he did. In fact, Great Britain came very close to declaring war both on Hitler and Stalin at the same time. But anyways, surveying history, there was a buildup to World War II. It just didn't happen in one day, and people that were astute could see it coming. And that, just like the caller there that just called in, if you go back in the late fall 30s, 1939, and you do some reading, you will see that anyone that that wanted to go out in the open and say that Hitler was going to start a war, that he was going to start World War II, that he's building up the German war machine, that you can't trust him, they were called warmongers, Dr. Stan. They were put down. Hitler, it's amazing when you see how the people, there was always some that could see it, but the others didn't want to see it until the day the war started. And I see the same thing now. The landscape out there now is just like we're living in August 1939. You know, the German war machine is coming in place to attack Poland. The world could see it. They wouldn't believe it. They could see Germany lining up to start the war, and they would, almost to the day of the war, Hitler's a man of peace. No, he won't start a war. If you said he was a horrible man, you were called, you wanted war. That's how people silence the opposition. You want war. You want to start a war with Hitler. So now we live in August 1939, on September 4th, you know, the war started then, and I don't know what's going to trigger this to the full war, but the landscape is exactly like it was back. There are so many ways that this can start now, and you can't stop it. When Hitler's war machine was rolling, it couldn't be stopped except by war, and that's what's happening out there now in that landscape. We can see the war coming in Europe. We can see the war coming in Asia. We can see the war coming in the Middle East. And it's all going to converge into a horrific war that's going to be known as World War III.
And the average American really doesn't understand what's going on today. And our job is to reach as many people as we can in the time we have left, whether it's a matter of weeks or months or maybe even a year. I don't think it's much more than a year under any circumstances. Our guest has been John McTernan. God bless you, John. And we'll look forward to having you with us, and anything comes up. You want to be on the program?
You know how to reach me. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yeah, well, Dr. Stan, God bless you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And Cindy, I hope you enjoyed our program this evening. As we try to warn people about the coming war, basically people want to hear bad news. They far rather to think that the football season's coming and suddenly fall is going to be here, and suddenly that the economy is still moving along. But ladies and gentlemen, we're living in truly prophetic times, and a major war is going to come. We cannot push this away, and there's going to be devastating effect on America, and the America that you and I have known is going to cease to exist. But in some ways, it may be the best thing that could possibly happen, because the people who are in charge now certainly have an agenda. They certainly are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And we need to let people understand what's going on. We need to begin to try to emphasize certainly local government, and certainly the states can actually avoid many of the federal mandates, things that are coming down. The federal states don't have to accept Obamacare. Most of them are doing it because they're getting money to do this. But many of the states are going to have to take a stand against all the federal edicts. And as it does, we're going to have to turn more and more to local government, which is what our founding fathers really intended. They never wanted to certainly us to be related strongly to what was going on in Washington, D.C., but to deal with matters of life, liberty, and property at the local level, because certainly our founding fathers recognized that when Washington, D.C. can lay out and dictate policy, while you are on the road to a dictatorship, which is exactly where we are today, because there is this small little group of people, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they know certainly exactly what they want. And, of course, they suddenly they control the major media. They control both political parties. They control the major banks. They control the major corporations. And as we've said so many times, they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and suddenly a one-world religion, because the common denominator behind all of the various branches of the Brotherhood of Darkness is an intense hatred of Christianity. Because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces, and that, of course, is our recurrent message, but it's absolutely correct. We are dealing with certainly demonic forces that really are Luciferian forces that hate Christianity and are doing everything they can to undermine it. So once you begin to understand that, increasingly it's possible to understand what is going on in America today. Under any circumstances, this is the time when we need to remind you that our ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily the listener supported. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or to donate to Radio Liberty, or certainly to get the various products that we have, because the money is used then to help finance our radio network, of which we're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week we broadcast. And so basically, of course, then we have all sorts of other lines. We actually have a line of health products. We have a line of soap products, of gasoline products. They're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, of course, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family and helping us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to bring the truth to the American people. So again, if you want to reach us, the best way, of course, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. But if you actually want to reach us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight with the next hour with Bob Fletcher.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owner's management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, well, the views of Bob Fletcher, who's been at this for about 30 years. He's put together some of the most wonderful DVDs, and we can always talk about those. He's certainly working on one which he thinks represents the Planet X coming and, of course, threatening America. But, of course, certainly there's no question the material he's put together about the fact that the elite who are running things behind the scenes are well aware that a major crisis is coming. And so the elite basically have militarized the police because they believe there's going to be civilian unrest in America, and I do as well. They've laid in a tremendous supplies of ammunition that it cannot be used for military purposes because it's hollow point. And basically, they've laid in large food supplies. They've developed underground facilities for themselves. Suddenly, we know that the elite knows something big is coming. And the question is, what is it going to be? Is it going to be an EMP attack? Is it going to be a solar attack? Is it going to be Planet X? Is it going to be a nuclear war? Is it going to be a financial collapse? Bob Fletcher, you pick up the story from there.
Yes, Stan, it's good to be with you again this evening. You know, and I want to make a point for to all of our friends out there. You do how many shows do you do?
I do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week.
5 hours a day, every day, and 5 days a week. People have no idea how much work goes into doing just a single program and have it to be coherent and have it be worth listening to and interesting and not too repetitious in the same direction over and over again. And people really, I want everybody to know, now this is something Stan didn't know I was going to say anything about this at all, but my hat's off to you, Stan. First off, you've been doing it for so long, a long time, same as myself, but to do it over and over again and to do so many programs a week is really amazing. And my hat is off to you for all the work you've done so far and for so long. People really don't have any idea all the crazy things that you have to handle when you're doing a radio program. I used to have my own show on an AM station back in Montana many years ago. Along with doing several other things at the same time. And so I know firsthand from your side of the microphone of how complex it is, and I just wanted to, my hat's off to you. So now that I've just said that, it doesn't have much to do with what I'm going to talk about.
But, well, I just appreciate so much your kind remarks, but I will say that I consider it a privilege to have the opportunity to do what I do. And, of course, being able to get people like you onto our program who can contribute so much helps. That we do have a wonderful stable of people who come onto Radio Liberty on a regular basis. Joel Skousen, suddenly we have Barry Shamish, we have certainly Dr. Cuddy, certainly we have, certainly Mr. Corbett, financially we have you. And basically the fact that I can rely upon people like you and the others, that makes it so much easier for me. But I appreciate your kind words. I'm going to come back here in just a moment as we pick up and talk about what's going on from Bob's point of view, because he always has something interesting to contribute. Our guest this evening, Bob Fletcher, will be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
And Bob Fletcher simply pointing out that we ordinarily or very often will have an October surprise. In other words, something will come up in the end of the year that will suddenly begin to redirect what's going on. Then he's simply giving examples of the October surprises we've had in the past. Go right ahead, Bob.
And the big one, which was in 1980, that was when Jimmy Carter was president. The Iranians were a bunch of scallywags that grabbed up our embassy, was holding for over 100 days the people working at the embassy as hostages. And, of course, Jimmy Carter was working like crazy trying to get a deal just coming up on the 1980 elections in October to get these people released by the Iranians. And, of course, he was being challenged that year was by Ronald Reagan, and of course George Bush Sr., and involved heavily was at that time Bill Casey, who was to become the CIA director under Reagan. But they put together a unbelievably criminal under the table deal with the Iranians, and the deal was to guarantee the Iranians that if they would hold the hostages and keep our American people hostage for just another couple of months, then Ronald Reagan could utilize that to point out that Jimmy Carter was a weak president and that Ronald Reagan would go in and hit the Iranians over the head and get our hostages freed. And the deal was a multi-billion dollars, actually. It was millions of dollars in cash delivered to the Iranians in advance of that particular election in 1980. But additionally, they had actually promised all sorts of money, not only, I mean, money and weapons and arms, and they were going to free up aircraft that had been held back over here and aircraft parts from the Iranian Air Force, that they were not able to even fly their planes without the parts. But it ended up being a couple of billion dollars actually in total being guaranteed. And, of course, what happened was the Iranians went for it and they held the Americans until after Ronald Reagan was elected president. As a matter of fact, when he raised his hand to be sworn in, the Iranians announced simultaneously that they had just released all of these hostages and turned them loose. And that was probably one of the most scurrilous, disgusting, un-American things that was ever carried out politically, other than actually assassinations of people, which of course has happened. But in this case, it was probably the most un-American kind of a deal that could ever be done. And it was done by, again, by the Republicans at that time.
And basically George W. Bush actually flew from the East Coast over to Paris, where he had negotiated one afternoon with the Iranians and flew back. And most people didn't even know what had happened. And actually had the opportunity of actually interviewing the pilot of that plane, the fellow who actually flew him over.
And that was Rosbacher, wasn't it?
Beg your pardon?
Who was that, Rosbacher?
Rosbacher, right. Right. Basically, they were using a plane that would go three or four, at least three times the speed of sound, so they'd get over in about an hour and back in an hour. And the average American doesn't understand that basically, this certainly was a deal. So the Iranians would not release the prisoners. It was so they would not release the prisoners. In other words, so they would hold the prisoners an extra several months. And the average American doesn't understand. It was also Ronald Reagan could get elected but go right ahead. I remember this very well. Right. And suddenly being involved and actually talking to the fellow who flew the plane, Rosbacher. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it was, and it just shows, you know, it's so outrageous with people. If people really knew that and would understand it and believe it, you know, and a lot of people just, it's an American trait almost. You know, we are so individually egotistical with how wonderful the country was originally founded. And we, you know, believing in, you know, God being on our side and that we're doing everything right and it's everybody else are the bad guys and we're the good guys. And of course, that's been turned around now by criminal people in positions of power. And so it is not the way it used to be. And it's just, but it's still, it seems to be so difficult for the average American just to even admit that this smiley-faced actor Ronald Reagan and George Bush and all the rest of them, that they would ever do anything like that. They just find it so difficult to believe, and I'm afraid it still is that way in most of the cases, most situations. And people just don't want to believe it. They won't believe these terrible things like the conspiracies to kill Kennedy and all the other conspiracies of that sort that actually turn out not just to be theories but to be realities, that these things do go on. But we have something of a non-political nature that's going to come up via an October surprise. And depending on what happens with it, with this event, whether it will be utilized still by politicians to move and carry out activities like potentially martial law, et cetera, there is an amazing event that will take place. And again, it's a matter of whether it's how big it turns out to be. And that is coming up in October this year. We are going to have a huge asteroid, actually, that is going to, actually, it's a comet, considered to be a comet, and it's going to cross the orbit of Mars. And they don't know, they're saying now that they don't believe it's going to hit Mars, but they don't know that for sure. It's coming at a tremendous velocity. They've known about it for about a year or so. They haven't talked much about it yet. I guess it was back in January 13 when it was discovered. Now, this particular comet is, first off, it's really big, and it will, everybody saw the little asteroid that came in to Russia a couple, about 2 years ago now, and caused all of the damage just literally by exploding in the air for the most part. A small part of it did fall into a lake there that was frozen over, but the bulk of it exploded in the air, so to speak. But just the impact of the explosion in the sky actually injured over 1,000 people and blew windows out all over, and it caused so much, you know, just localized damage, if you will. Well, this particular comet has 80 million times the amount of energy that that asteroid had. And if it strikes Mars, they don't know what will happen. Again, it is large enough and fast enough that it potentially can really do some big numbers on Mars. Now, Mars is quite a good distance away, but as I have discovered in the last couple of years, studying astronomy and the effects of outer space and the bodies that are out there that I have been doing as it relates to studying the Nibiru, Planet X, coming back around on its huge orbit. In the process of doing that particular program on our DVD, I have been studying and learning so much about it. And the this particular comet is traveling at 126,000 miles per hour. And it is about, I believe, if I remember correctly, it's about something like a half a mile across or something like that. But it would have the crater size that this thing would, if it hits Mars. If it misses it, well, it still may affect it. And that's one thing that they don't know exactly what's going to happen with it. But if it hits it, the crater would be about 1.5 miles deep into the surface of Mars. Now, here's what happens. And by the way, it's the equivalent. Again, they you get into these numbers are really astronomical in size. It would have 35 million megatons of TNT would be the equivalent. So much, much bigger than the Nagasaki explosion that we exploded during World War II.
Would this have any impact on the United States, or would this simply have a tremendous effect on Mars?
Well, here's the point. First off, the first thing to understand is that they're not positive of whether it will or will not hit Mars. It's going to be traveling pretty close to it. And a small amount of anything, extra gravitational disturbance or anything like that, can change its direction and cause it to smack Mars. Now, here's the problem. It could, or not could, but if it struck Mars with this tremendous impact, you know, the equivalent of thousands of atomic bombs, it would blow so much off from the face of Mars that we would instantly have the possibility of a tremendous amount of space trash, if you will, small meteorites that would then potentially be, in some short period of time, into the Earth's atmosphere.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Fletcher right here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. And Bob is talking about a potential or a possible October surprise when a massive comet is coming in, and certainly it may hit us on Mars. But do we have any idea what the chances are of this comet actually hitting Mars would be? It would be 1 in 10, 1 in 50, 1 in 100. Do we have any idea what the chances are of this October surprise?
I think at this point in time, it's pretty... from the numbers that we're used to dealing with, it's considered to be not a real good chance. But it's too vague. It's heading in the direction. It's too far off still at this point in time, even though it's traveling at this extraordinary speed. So they really do not know. It's just too it's too wide open. And of course, you always get into a kind of push and pull with astronomers, or they. You know, you always have one group that says, oh, absolutely, 1 in 100,000 chance, and others that'll say that you can't even do a good figure until it's much closer. And that relates to the pull and the push of other gravitational effects on it from other planets and or even something else that it hits, you know, that's coming in at this tremendous speed, and something just another meteorite smacks into it, which is very, very, you know, common, like tremendously common, and bang, that changes all of the mathematics. Although their math is pretty good on these trajectories, it's really something that they just don't know. And as long as it's headed in a direction and they know it's going to cross the orbit of Mars, and it's something that they're really watching very closely at this point in time. But one of the reasons I wanted to bring that up, as a matter of fact, other than just the interesting thing that if it can be used politically because of the timing of it in any manner, giving people, scaring people or doing whatever, it certainly could become the October surprise for this year. But I wanted to bring up the point again. It's back to the incoming of Nibiru and Planet X. Nibiru is such apparently is such a large body, and supposedly will be heading in to cross our path two times. One time when it goes out around behind the sun on its orbit, and then the second time when it goes back on out into outer space. And the theory is that it's a 3,600-year orbit, and that the time is such that probably or potentially within the next 4 years, 2 years, or something like that, this is going to be swinging around. And, of course, again, there's all kinds of disagreements with that and everything, but that was brought to my attention not because I followed astronomy very much at all previously, but the fact that I was trying to track down the money, all the money that was disappearing that these guys have been stealing, including all of the gold, you know, all the gold out of Fort Knox, just gone. It's gone. If anybody thinks there's any amount in serious amount quantity left in Fort Knox, they're really fooling themselves. We know they've had, these other countries have asked to get their gold back, and they were denied. The United States government said, we'll give you a report back, or you can come back to us in 2020. Well, the people that have control of that gold, the same people that also know the true story on the return of this Nibiru that has been taking the gold and every other dollar they could misappropriate and steal and divert into the underground facilities for hiding out the elite, when something that of a huge element, some huge event that they know is going to happen. And that was what brought me finally. I was just tracking all of that down, trying to figure out what's going on. That brought me to the Nibiru and finding out that it's on its way back in.
In other words, basically, the Bob was looking for some explanation. And there are a number of possible explanations for why the elite are doing what they're doing and making preparations for a major cataclysmic event. A new bureau certainly is one possibility. But we're moving certainly into very difficult times, because my concern is that we are going to have a major war. We're going to have a financial collapse. And we live in such a wonderful utopian society today. And certainly, I don't think any people have ever lived quite as well as we have. But I believe that that is coming to a stop in the very near future. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. We're going to be back in just a moment for the last half of the program here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, this evening, Bob Fletcher. If you have a question for Bob, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or question or for him or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your Sydney, and of course, how they can get the various DVDs that you made up. How can people reach you?
Yes, on the computer, if you just put in, you can Google BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and that will connect you right up to my website. We're going to be adding some new, fresh material to the website shortly here, which is going to get into explaining a lot of several different things that are related, of course, to the potential of Nibiru, Planet X, coming in. Also, I'm going to put up the the list and exact locations of all of the 103 underground facilities that they have spent all of our tax dollars and all of the gold on over the last several years, building the hideouts for the limited elite, the few that are going to be able to hide out when, in fact, this major event takes place. And again, it's one of the points is that whatever it is that has frightened all of the leaders of the major nations, now this is, you know, Russia, the United States, and all of the major European countries have been doing the same thing as the Americans, and that is, they have been taking all the money that they can, and they have been building underground facilities profusely for the last few years. Many of them started a long time ago, but only in the last few years it's gotten to be really cranked up in a serious manner. And again, the numbers are tremendous, how many they are, how big they are, how profusely they are filled with survival foods and materials and goods. They're not doing this on the basis of some localized skirmish or some small event or small problem. And that's what opened my eyes up to start looking and trying to figure out a couple of years ago to figure out what it was that had really shaken up the highest upper echelon groups in all of these nations. And the only thing that is a common item that would come to the surface all the time was the incoming of this 10th planet. And again, they looked at people, astronomers, scientists, and all, have looked at this. It's been talked about for years and years. Of course, it's written about in every antique and ancient country, every writing. It's been written about in the Bible. It's called the wormwood in the Bible. It's called the visiting star or the red flying dragon in the Chinese writings. But it goes back thousands of years where they were constantly writing about this devastating, perpetrating comet or planet that would come back through on a 3,600-year cycle and orbit that large. And, of course, apparently that period of time has come up again now. And again, you get where, when you're talking about a 3,000-year orbit, and that's what we're talking about, actually, and it's the main planet, Nibiru, and about five moons that are reportedly traveling with it, and then, of course, millions of miles of space tail or junk, space junk being dragged along through outer space with it at the same time. But when you're talking about something as long as a 3,000-something, in this case, 3,600-year cycle, you can miss by probably 4 or 5 years very easily. So it's a matter of trying to come up with a finite figure, utilizing astronomical figures, calculations, historical writings, and other things that we've discovered, and to try to come up with give or take a couple of years, because many things change in terms of coming in something like this. Again, it's how many things it runs into and bumps into on its way in, and how that may affect the orbit. We've discovered the planets have been heating up, one of the reasons I brought up this comet that they've discovered recently, a year or so back, that's going to hit Mars or might hit Mars, is to point out that the planets or the meteorites and the asteroids that are now showing up are many more in numbers than they used to be. It has to do with what I came up with the name of, and that's the bowling ball effect that Nibiru and all of its moons has in outer space as it plunges back in, coming through the Oort cloud or wherever, depending on how far out it goes, but coming in from way out, and the gravitational pull, the gravitational effects, the physical smacking going through thousands or millions of miles of space debris and hitting things just like a bowling ball. And that has caused effects on our sun. It has caused effects on banging all of these dormant comets or asteroids that are not affecting us usually and smacking them out of their normal backyard and hitting it into our backyard. And that's why we have an increase now. Also, my belief and the belief of other scientists that know more about it than I probably do, but there's a tremendous increase in volcanoes being reactivated. There is an increased change in our weather. We know about that. Obama came out just a month back and made a special speech saying that the the changes in the weather and all is a real thing. And he didn't get into why, obviously, because the last thing in the world that they're ever going to be able to tell people until the people themselves discover it, the last thing they could ever tell them is that there is a huge planet potentially going to cross our path and within a few years and will have the same effect that Noah's floods had.
Okay, fine. Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. I certainly agree with Bob that some major event is coming and that the elite are making their plans, and we do know that they do have the underground facilities. They're militarizing our police. Certainly they're collecting food and weapons, and they know something big is afoot. Well, we just don't know what that is. Right now, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment for our guest, hi, John, do you have a question or comment?
I got both, if I may.
Go ahead.
First, the comment, Bob, is I agree with you. I've been studying this myself, and it's refreshing that you're on. I've heard you several times on Radio Liberty talking about it, and I'm totally tracking with you, number one. Number two is, as far as the date, I agree with you in terms of, you know, when the Gregorian calendar, I've read, and I don't know the specifics on it, but when the Gregorian calendar came into being, we don't know that how accurate it is in terms of the alignment with all this stuff.
That's correct.
You know, on a grander scale. So that in itself could be off, and when we're talking 3,600 years, it can be off enough so that we're not getting an exact alignment.
That's correct.
And now, here's my question. As we see in the news, they're doing all the stuff that they're doing. And, you know, Dr. Stan has talked about many times in terms of, like, the Georgia Guidestones and trying to reduce the population to a manageable level, a sustainable level. We've got Agenda 21. We have these guys doing all this stuff, plus they've got their underground bunkers. Now, why are they doing all this stuff if this event's going to happen?
Okay, the bottom line is this. The possibility of Nibiru has been out there in the scientific community, what have you, since probably the 40s or the 50s. And now what I'm talking about is somewhat of a modern realization that the thing might be coming back and that it even existed. And then, of course, there were people that did find it, zeroed in on it. One of the strongest people was a fellow that was in charge of the naval astronomy for the Navy. When he finally decided that it was out there and he was putting together his report, lo and behold, he died of one of these instant cancers and disappeared. And that would have been a scientific person speaking up in terms of saying, yes, this thing exists. In about 1983, apparently, with the infrared new telescopes that we had, Ronald Reagan was made aware that SOS, this thing apparently is coming back in. It will be coming in a few years. And they started changing an awful lot of the directions of where corrupted government was taking us. And, of course, the plans for the New World Order and all of that, that, of course, has been changed a little bit. They realize, this is my opinion and the opinion of several of us that have been working on this for quite a while. They realize it is coming. So they're preparing for their own survival the best they can. They have about 103 underground American facilities. They have it stocked. They have taken all of our money. There's the money's mind-boggling, and I have that in my new DVD showing the amounts of money that has vanished that we know has been taken. I mean, because they've admitted it. Rumsfeld came forward a few years back and said he had lost at the Defense Department $2.3 trillion. I mean, not billion, but trillion dollars. those types of transfers of money under the table have been going into these underground facilities. Their frame of mind is this at this time, that this thing's coming in, it's going to do what it's going to do. It's going to really wipe out Earth in terms of a lot of deaths and destruction of physical property. They don't know how long they've got to be underground, but they've bought all this weapons and riot control, what have you. Those are going to be put into the hands of their police force just prior to the serious arrival of Nibiru. That's been all purchased in multi-billions of dollars worth of ammunition as riot control while the elitists scurry down into the underground facilities. Their hope is that at some point in time, depending on how outrageous the event, the catastrophic event takes place, maybe they can be down there for just a few years. Maybe they have to plan even in longer terms. But that's why they put together the seed vault where they can come back eventually and replant and regrow that part of humanity. They've got even sperm banks. They've got all of that also put away, the same as they have regular seeds put away, to regenerate life. The bottom line is the bad guys wanted to have world order, total single control before anything like this happened. That's not going to happen. The event, the catastrophic event, will take place first. Then they will, as many can live through it, will live through it, come back out and regenerate with what they're referring to as continuity of government. And they will try to get back out on the surface and regenerate. At that time, this one world, new world order will probably be fairly easy because it will be a handful of, in terms of numbers, a handful of survivors that will immediately take charge and move forward with their world government. But that now has been put way back on the back shelf. And I'm not sure, I'm trying to figure out how this crazy stuff with Russia today, how that's fitting into their plans. But don't believe face value that, in fact, we may have a conflict with Russia. My feeling is that that may all be part of a synthetic setup so that we can reach a point before this catastrophic extraterrestrial event takes place where they can declare martial law in both the United States and in Russia. The Russians, Putin for his people, Obama for the Americans, con us, frighten us into the need for martial law, which has to be in place before the extraterrestrial event takes place. Because afterwards, forget it. They're not even going to need it. They'd just be running down into their holes in the ground. They want to be able to put martial law in for some reason. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, they want to do martial law. They have to have an excuse. And maybe this business with the looks like we might have a skirmish with Russia and all of this, all of that political part of the Russian-American conflict, that may be all set up synthetically to make it logical to do martial law. There may be a chemical attack. It may be a biological. They blame us. We blame them. But the bottom line being martial law on both sides of the fence.
Okay, John, I think they're living in very, very dangerous times. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, that's good, Bob. Do you think there's a possibility in terms of, number one, so that they have a controlled, they want to be able to get into their bunkers. They don't want to have a problem getting into their bunkers and then people getting giving them a hard time getting into the bunkers and rushing them, kind of like the concept right. You get with Noah's Ark type of deal, and that they could go ahead and make sure that they have controlled events up to that event so that they have the outcome managed. The other thing is their playbook, after a while, on all this stuff, gets to be fairly predictable. And one thing we do know, and that is because they have to plan so far in advance, that they can't just go shifting on a dime. Yes, they have contingencies and stuff.
Sean, I'm going to have to interrupt you, but the one thing I would do, I said to insert here, is that people suddenly discount God and the part that God is going to play. And the difficult times that they're coming, and they're coming very soon. Thanks very much for calling, and we'll be back in just a moment. Actually, we're done with the program. Hang on for just a moment, Bob.
Sure.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly those of you who listen to me regularly know that I'm skeptical about a Planet X, but I think that Bob's material as a whole is excellent. I do believe that a major event is coming. I do believe that the Brotherhood of Darkness, the elite, whatever you want to call them, that runs the world, is making preparations for their survival. But then, of course, everybody discounts the part that God is going to play in the coming events. And certainly, remember, we are fighting a spiritual battle on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. But God certainly is going to be the final determinant of what's happening. And I do believe that terrible things are going to happen. But the question, what's going to happen to Christians? Well, I think a lot of them are going to probably end up being killed. But I believe that many of them will survive if they're true to the Lord. And basically, this is why we do what we do, hoping to draw you closer to our Lord and prepare you for what I believe are very, very difficult times that lie ahead. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America, indeed out across the world, that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And we're supported by people who join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, who buy our products. And, of course, we do have a line of health products. We have a line of soap products. We have a line of gasoline products. But we have a massive number of DVDs and four CD sets and books. All of which will help you better to understand how the spiritual battle that is being waged today. And you can certainly find those on our website at RadioLiberty.com. Or if you'd like to get a catalog, just give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a free catalog, and there's all sorts of interesting things in the catalog. By then, of course, we do encourage you to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, because, of course, you can watch many of our DVDs there, while you can listen to our programs live 4 hours a day and archived 24 hours a day. You can certainly get our newsletters, and we recommend them. We have newsletters we wrote 15 years or so ago, and they will help you better to understand what's going on now, because of certainly my age. Why, of course, we have William Grigg writing the newsletter now, and he's doing a great job of certainly outlining what's really going on. William is one of the great minds of our time, and we do hope that you enjoy William Grigg's newsletters, which are available from Radio Liberty. And when you subscribe to the Radio Liberty family of supporters and become a member of our group, why, you ordinarily get the letter on a regular basis. Or, of course, if you want to, we can send it to you by email. That saves us about a dollar. But anyway, under any circumstances, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And we do hope that many of you out there will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family. And basically, we have hundreds of people out there who are helping us, so we could certainly use more help, because most of the ministries today are having very real financial problems. Contrary to everything they're trying to tell us, why, we are having very, very real problems. Our economy is contracting. Our jobs, we've sent over 6 million of our jobs overseas, and they're not coming home. They tell us the businesses are coming home. Yes, that's because, of course, they can be managed certainly mechanically, certainly with robots and with cyber intelligence, but the jobs are not coming back again. And certainly we have a large number of people who are not working. Certainly we almost have more people not working than we have working today. We're in real trouble financially. We're even more trouble from a spiritual point of view, because, of course, America has turned against God, and my fear is that God is going to bring his judgment on America. There's no instance where a nation has turned against God, where God has not brought judgment, but we do have a large contingent of Christians, and that is our hope. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.